He was supposed to do it last week. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, but Republican Senator Lindsey Graham's testimony was moved to today before a Georgia grand jury probing the 2020 election.
District Attorney Fannie Willis is investigating claims that former U.S. President Donald Trump attempted to interfere with Georgia's presidential election in 2020. Willis is a Democrat. Trump was recorded in a phone call asking Georgia state officials to find votes needed to win the election in Georgia.
Fox's Evan Brown, a jury in Washington, has started deliberating a Capitol riot case. The Oath Keepers founder, four other members charged with seditious conspiracy.
Prosecutors allege the group discussed the possibility of violence weeks ahead of the rally. If convicted, the defendants could face up to 20 years behind bars. The Justice Department hasn't tried a seditious conspiracy case in a decade, and the last guilty verdict was in 1995.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz. The day after an SUV crashed into an Apple store in Hingham, Massachusetts, killing one person, injuring 19 others, the driver was just arraigned. Bradley Rain, charged with reckless homicide by motor vehicle, held on a $100,000 bond. In Los Angeles, Nicholas Gutierrez, the man who drove into a group of law enforcement recruits out jogging last week, injuring 25 of them, claims in a TV interview he fell asleep at the wheel.
Initially arrested and charged with attempted murder, Gutierrez was later released. It will be up to the district attorney to decide whether he will be prosecuted.
Fox's Jack Callahan. A lot of Americans getting ready to travel for Thanksgiving. Some are going today. Fox's Garrett Tenney at Chicago's O'Hare Airport says there are no issues or big delays there.
The bad news is that folks are paying a heck of a lot more for travel this Thanksgiving. $350 on average per ticket, according to Hopper, which is 43% higher than a year ago.
For those driving, gas is 12 cents cheaper than last week, but AAA's national average for regular 363 is the highest price on record ahead of Thanksgiving. America's listening to
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Fox News. They keep searching earthquake rubble for survivors in Indonesia, where at least 268 people died.
Bodies are still being pulled from the rubble after the 5.6 magnitude earthquake. Indonesia's National Disaster Mitigation Agency says more than 150 people are still missing. This woman said her house was shaking like it was dancing, and she escaped with her family shortly before it collapsed. Rescue workers are still trying to access some remote areas with roads blocked by landslides. Many of the dead were public school students who were taking extra lessons at Islamic schools after finishing regular classes. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Iran is ratcheting up the nuclear pressure amid a sanctions standoff with the U.S., which is trying to get back into the international nuclear agreement Iran keeps violating, now enriching uranium closer to weapons grade at a second facility. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says,
we continue to exert pressure on Iran for steps that it's taking to strengthen its nuclear program.
Blinken is in Qatar, where the Soccer World Cup is underway, and there was a stunner being talked about around the world.
The odds on Saudi Arabia to win its opening match against Argentina, one of the favorites to win the World Cup, were nearly 20-1, and yet
a stunner, one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. 2-1, Saudi Arabia has defeated heavily favored Argentina.
On FS1, Saudi Arabia trailed at halftime 1-0 on a goal by Lionel Messi, who also had a goal taken off the board because of an offside penalty on Argentina. One of three such potential goals nullified for the favorites Tuesday. Saudi Arabia scored 3 minutes after halftime and then again in the 53rd minute and held on to win 2-1. A crowd of more than 88,000 witnessed the upset in Qatar. Jared Max, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow is surging up 285 points. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.